You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The fire danger remains very high today and throughout the entire weekend. It's pretty much going to stay that way until we get some more substantial rainfall. So avoid outdoor burning. Spring is the peak wildfire season in the state. And so far, the DNR has responded to over 650 wildfires that have burned over 2,200 acres this year. Chances for sprinkles Friday night and into early Saturday won't be enough. More rain is expected near the end of next week. And Mother's Day is this weekend. Many choose to honor the emotional and mental sacrifices made in the journey of motherhood. But what about the physical sacrifices? Lisa Hale has the details.
It isn't always easy, and the experience is different for every person who has ever given birth. Dr. Kristen Lyerly says the effects of pregnancy on a woman's body take a while to resolve.
It's not joyful for everyone. It is for many people, but not for everyone. And importantly, it's not over when the baby comes out. It takes a year for your body to recover from a pregnancy.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show airs weekends on all Civic Media radio stations, but you can hear more of this interview on this week's issue of New Wisco Weekend at civicmedia.us.
And as proposed cuts threaten to reduce federal funding for mental health programs in the state, Wisconsin mental health officials are warning of an increase in anxiety and depression in teen boys. According to the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health, young men have the lowest level of available social support for mental health struggles. A youth risk behavior survey conducted in 2023 also found that over one-third of high school boys in our state reported issues with anxiety, and about a quarter of them reported feelings of depression. It's a special delivery of food. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Saturday, letter carriers across the country, and yes, here in Wisconsin, will collect food for the annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Your local letter carrier will collect non-perishable donations left by your mailbox or taken to the local post office. Donated food will be delivered to local food banks, pantries, and shelters. Letter carriers have been participating in the Stamp Out Hunger food drives for 30 years, collecting more than 1.8 billion pounds of food.
And Wisconsin State Patrol's May Law of the Month is Share the Road. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Remember, with the warmer weather, you can expect to start seeing more motorcycles, bicycles, and other smaller vehicles. In many areas, you'll also be seeing farming equipment and other slower-moving vehicles. Inattentive driving and other irresponsible behaviors on the road lead to preventable crashes. Look twice when pulling out from a stop sign, turning lane, or changing lanes. Drivers need to stay at least 3 feet from a bicycle to help prevent crashes. Be patient and cautious if you do decide to pass farm vehicles.
And nearly half of Wisconsin's college students could be affected by proposed federal changes to the student loan system. The legislation would make changes to repayment plans and cuts to the Pell Grant program for low-income students, including eliminating Pell Grant eligibility for students who are enrolled at less than half-time. Over 95,000 Wisconsin students received Pell Grants in 2024, and half of the students in the universities of Wisconsin received federal aid. The legislation would also cap graduate student borrowing at $100,000. Becoming a mother isn't always easy, physically or emotionally. Lisa Hale reports.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly says having access to healthcare during pregnancy is important, but so is access to healthcare in the postpartum days.
This is the number one reason why women die, by the way, in the postpartum period, because they have untreated depression and anxiety, mental health issues that they can't get access to care for. And in Wisconsin, we deny many women access to care. We take away their health insurance at 2 months postpartum.
Hear more on the physical and emotional effects of motherhood on this week's issue of New Wisco Weekend.
And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Department of Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers visited Eau Claire on Monday for a tour of the Wisconsin Logging Museum. The visit was part of an effort to highlight the state's tourism industry. Governor Tony Evers is proposing a $34 million investment for the State Department of Tourism. This is in the 2025-2027 budget. Within that, he also highlights farms.
Farmers are seeing another loss in revenue this year, projected by the USDA. Farmers need an additional revenue stream. Farmers want to tell their story and invite guests to the farm, and that is agricultural tourism.
That's Sheila Everhart from Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism. She was on Civic Media Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
And we're still fighting a battle about our iconic farm weddings. We need a trailer bill to make sure small family farms can stay viable. So we are continuing on that forefront about public policy and really helping small family farms and the consumer.
Governor Evers and Secretary Sayers said the state brought in a record $25 billion from tourism in 2024, and the industry saw growth in every single county.
An update on the Abundant Life school shooting. The father of the shooter has been arrested. Ever since it happened, December 16th, Madison police said they would investigate how she obtained the gun she used to kill two people and hurt six more. Police say her dad, Jeffrey Rupnow, bought two guns in Dane County, and at least one of them was a gift for her. Acting Police Chief John Patterson.
The items recovered were disturbing, they were alarming, and they would have led any average person to the concern of violence. Two guns, a 9mm and a 22 caliber firearm, along with magazines and ammunition, were recovered at the school.
Rupnow faces two counts of providing a dangerous weapon to someone under 18 and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Those are both felonies. Police say he's cooperating with the investigation. We also learned the father was made aware of his daughter engaging in high-risk behavior online at least 2 years before the shooting.
A clear fascination with mass violence, with school shootings, and with weapons.
The shooter killed 14-year-old Ruby Vergara and teacher Aaron West. She shot six others. Four were released from the hospital shortly thereafter. One was in the hospital for about a month and then got to go home. The sixth student is still at American Family Children's Hospital. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway talked about all the families that ALCS impacted.
This is something that every single one of those kids and their parents and their families, all of the teachers and the staff and their families have to live with for the rest of their lives. I think in talking to folks, you know, it's really day by day.
The United Way of Dane County has a fundraising account for the ALCS community. Everyday people have contributed, businesses have hosted fundraisers. The account now has hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, Civic Media News.
Milwaukee heads to Florida for a three-game series. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. After taking two of three games from the Houston Astros this week to get back to 500, the Brewers are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays for a three-game set this weekend. The Rays are currently on a three-game losing streak and sit five games below 500. Milwaukee is three games back in the NL Central. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. Last night, it was the Minnesota Timberwolves blowing past the Golden State Warriors 117-93 to even up the series at a game apiece. Tonight's games include the Pacers taking on the Cavaliers, where Indiana leads 2-0, and the Nuggets taking on the Thunder in a series currently tied at a game apiece. The NFL is announcing its schedule next Wednesday in full, with the league announced that it will release select games on its broadcast partners. Several games will be announced between CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN, as well as streaming platforms Amazon Prime and Netflix on Monday and Tuesday. The full schedule will then be announced Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the NFL Network. Lower-seeded teams in the WIAC Baseball Championship won both games yesterday as Platteville and Oshkosh advanced. They'll square off today. La Crosse and host Whitewater play in an elimination game to start things off today. One of those four schools will be crowned conference champion tomorrow afternoon at the end of the double elimination tournament. Today is the start of the WIAC Softball Championship at top-seeded Whitewater. Oshkosh is the number two seed. Both Whitewater and Oshkosh have a bye until tomorrow's semifinal round. Platteville takes on La Crosse, while Stevens Point gets Eau Claire. The winners today will play tomorrow in the semifinals, followed by the WIAC Championship game. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Just days after the president announced 100% tariffs on foreign films, there is serious pushback. According to Variety, the proposal is on shaky legal ground as the president has been using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, which gives him power to regulate trade in times of national emergency. But a Georgetown law professor says a 1994 amendment says a president can't stop the flow of audiovisual media. Since announcing the executive order, the White House said nothing official has been decided. Maybe Trump will forget about tariffs altogether after his failed run at the papacy. Keeping it papal, we have a new pope. But fun fact, according to The Hollywood Reporter, cardinals in Rome watched the movie Conclave as a research tool to help them in selecting the new pontiff. Politico reports that many cardinals called the film remarkably accurate. Coincidentally, the new pope's last name is not Fiennes, Lithgow, or Tucci. A new book about the show Better Call Saul reveals an interesting journey for the character of Saul Goodman. The character was first introduced on Breaking Bad before receiving its own spinoff, Better Call Saul. The role elevated actor Bob Odenkirk's career to a new level, although he probably would have gotten there anyway. The book, Saul Goodman v. Jimmy McGill, the complete critical companion to Better Call Saul, reveals that AMC wanted producers of Breaking Bad to scrap the Saul Goodman character altogether, but the producers stuck to their guns. Saul first appears in season 2 of Breaking Bad, but before he went by that moniker, he was Jimmy McGill, as we learned in the prequel, Better Call Saul. Also a fun fact, the Saul Goodman character was almost played by actor Michael McKean, who played Jimmy McGill's older brother Chuck, also a lawyer on Better Call Saul. I realize this only makes sense if you are a fan of both shows. If you've got 800 smackers burning a hole in your pocket, you could see Jerry Seinfeld live. Seinfeld will be performing at Madison's Overture Center on May 30th. I recommend going to the Overture Center's website, where tickets start anywhere from $70 to $90. But if you want to sit close enough to make sure Jerry flosses those piano keys, make sure you get your tickets off the Overture site, where they are a pricey $500, but still $300 cheaper than other outlets. If you're thinking about heading to Summerfest this year, make sure you check their website. Wednesday on Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy told me a lot of acts have been added since the lineup was announced in February. This year's performers include The Killers, Def Leppard, Lainey Wilson, Gigi Perez, Billy Corgan and his new band, and if you're feeling retro, check out the Isley Brothers, Rick Springfield, and Devo. The event takes place over the course of 3 weekends and opens in about 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a really nice weekend today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to the low, maybe mid-70s in some spots here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to near 50. Tomorrow, sunny in the mid-70s. On Sunday, sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.